This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make no mistake about it, it's show business. There is business involved behind it all. Walt Leger joins us now, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. Talk about a new and unique way of marketing the city. How you doing, Walt?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, sir, and thank you. It was very nice of y'all to host us for Mardi Gras as you did for the Super Bowl. An outstanding job by all of you all. And before we get to this Broadway thing, and I spoke to you a little bit on Mardi Gras Day, but for those that were not listening, tell me about the after view of Mardi Gras from New Orleans & Company in this extraordinary, I guess, year that we've had so far. Hard to believe it's already March 6th.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, it's been a really interesting and I think productive 2025. And, you know, 6 months ago, we really were leaning in hard on the concept that Taylor Swift, Super Bowl, Mardi Gras are three of the most iconic events happening anywhere on the planet in this 4 or 5 month period. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to kind of paint this picture to the world that we are uniquely situated, uniquely built to host these types of iconic events so that we can continue to attract them in the future. And I think we really came through with flying colors. I'm so grateful to the broader community for all the incredible work that was done here. The people who work on the front lines, the businesses, the city itself, the city leadership, the law enforcement community, the partnerships across the region and the state. You know, I mean, it's been incredible, and the feedback has been amazing that we've received from customers and from people around the world, but also the media value of the promotion of our community has just been off the charts. I mean, you really can't pay for the type of exposure that we've gotten over the last 6 months. So really incredible, remarkable run for us. And now we just got to ride the momentum.
You know, as you say that, and when it comes to tourist destinations, I think whenever I do things here on the air, and I don't do a lot of it anymore, but when I were to ask people, what's the best experience that you've ever had, or where would you like to go, or what movie would you like to see, or what would you like to have for, you know, your favorite meal? A lot of times I don't get an answer because it's hard for people to come from nothing with something. You understand what I'm saying? If you give them a choice, it's easier.
Yep,
if you say A, B, or C, it's a lot easier than an open-ended question. And the reason I ask that, because it seems like when it comes to tourist destinations, it's all about top-of-mind awareness, and you guys know that, and that's what you're trying to do? Accurate or not?
Amen. Yeah, amen. I think that's absolutely right. When you really think about it, what you want is for your marketing and the messaging to seep into people's heads to the point where one day they just sit up and say, you know where I really want to go? I want to go to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And they're not even always sure exactly why. Mm-hmm. They just get that feeling. And I think that's what good marketing and that's what good promotion does. And I think we all fall victim to that sometimes. You know, you're not quite sure why you want to buy that shirt or why mm-hmm. you want to purchase that vehicle, but something is telling you that that's the right choice for you to make. And so being top of mind when people are, you know, ready to make a decision is where you really want to be. And that's not an easy thing to do in today's marketplace.
And I wanted to say that because that's why I think what you guys are doing on Broadway is brilliant. Tell everybody what I'm talking about, if you will, please.
Well, you know, we're excited to be a sponsor of Pirates of Penzance musical that is a reimagined Gilbert and Sullivan 19th century comic opera that'll be running by the Roundabout Theater Company up in New York in the Theater District starting very soon. We're a sponsor of it. It gives us a chance to get in front of that audience. They've actually reimagined it and set it in New Orleans, featuring jazz and bluesy adaptations of the popular classics musical numbers. So I think an interesting opportunity to just be there. We'll be able to show some of our branding and other marketing materials in the lobby, and also be able to connect with that audience, which we know is a traveling audience and an audience that spends. And the hope is that while we're staying top of mind with them, as they see this this musical, that they'll leave the show and think about their next trip to New Orleans.
That's what I thought was so brilliant about it, because when it comes to audience and target, it's not New York people. It's people from out of town. They go to see Broadway plays for the most part, right? And it's people that have disposable income and that are looking to travel and have fun. And I don't know how this idea came about. Tell me.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of credit goes to Mark Romig, of course, our chief marketing officer, and he leads this effort, and he was connected with them somehow and did some due diligence, dug through it. You know, New York is a great market for us to be in. Mm-hmm. It's just an expensive market to be in. And so when you can find an opportunity that is on the affordable side of things, we'll be able to, you know, capture some email addresses and some other contact information by these folks who are clicking on the QR code on our advertising. And they'll be able to register to win a trip to New Orleans, and then we'll have a direct contact with these folks moving forward. So I credit Mark and his team with identifying the opportunity and then thinking about, you know, more ways that we can connect directly with people, because the data is showing us that the average adult in America is being bombarded by 5,000 to 10,000 advertisements every day. And finding ways to be creative and to access a specific market that, as you suggested, we know travels, we know is looking for experiences, we know they're culture seekers and looking for great culture, and we know that our community has it in abundance. Thought that this was an opportunity to give it a shot and see how it works. And then, of course, we'll track our work and we'll either look at doing it again, or we'll move on to some other strategy to try to impact the marketplace.
What I love about it is the outside-the-box thinking here and new creative ways. We'll pick it up when we come back with Walt Leger, talking about a musical that is based on Pirates of Penzance. I wish I had seen it, but I had not. But it reimagines that Gilbert and Sullivan. Is that a comic opera? What do they call it thing? Do you know?
I think they would call this a comic opera.
Yep. Operetta, whatever it is. I don't know. But I've never seen it, but I've heard a lot about it. And with a New Orleans theme, I just think this is one of the best ideas I've heard of in a long time. And it's creative and it's out of the box and it's a target audience. We'll talk more. We'll come back with Walt Leger, president and CEO of New Orleans and Company. They do an outstanding job to market the city. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. That's from the Pirates of Penzance. And there's a musical on Broadway, a comic opera that has been morphed into New Orleans theme that New Orleans and Company is sponsoring, and it seems like a great idea to get people to want to come to New Orleans and visit. Walt, when it comes to Broadway plays, and Lord knows, you know, I toured in Death of a Salesman. I was on Broadway, I think, for like 15 years playing Willie Loman now. The time just escapes me. And Lord knows I won my Tonys and everything else. But no, but seriously, when it comes to Broadway plays, and I don't know how this works, is this the kind of thing where, is it on Broadway? Does it go to a bigger theater eventually, or is it in a big theater now? I'm just curious about that.
Well, yeah, so my appreciation is it's a pretty big production. You've got David Hyde Pierce in it, for example.
Oh,
you've
from,
also got
Frasier,
some other,
right?
Yep, absolutely. And you've got some other, you know, folks who have been around quite a bit, Phantom of the Opera and others. And so big productions. Previews are starting April 4th. It opens on April 24th, scheduled for a 3-month run. But my understanding is that that's what our expectation of what this is going to be. I guess we'll see what happens as it gets started. But the Roundabout Theater is the largest nonprofit theater in New York City and on Broadway. And so, you know, they know what they're doing. We're excited to see how great the product is and recognize the opportunity to connect with a market that is not always easy to connect so directly to.
How long in the planning was this? Because something like this just doesn't happen, right?
Well, so I think they approach a variety of people looking for financing. That's the business of the industry.
Right.
And over the last 6 months or so, Mark and his team have done their due diligence and made some decisions. We've gone through our budget process. We've looked at we're looking for creative ways to get the message out there and innovative ways to do it. And my theory is that we give some of these things a shot, and if they work, then we rinse and repeat. And if they don't, then we find something else to try to be effective. And I just think that the marketplace that we find ourselves in is one that's evolving all the time, trying to get people's attention and capture their imagination is not something that's easy. So we've got to be flexible and we've got to be innovative. And it's exciting when you get an opportunity to do something that that hadn't been done.
I think you guys split the uprights with this one. We'll have to see how it works out. But congratulations on the out-of-the-box thinking. And unlike the producers, we want this to be a hit, right?
Let's do it. We would absolutely like it to be a hit, especially for New Orleans.
Thank you. Well, still waiting on that football. Walt
Leger,
President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for TrustedSec. The IRS released a list of the Dirty Dozen worst tax scams to watch out for. They're thinking new ways every day to scam you. We'll try to keep you from getting scammed when we come back on WWL.